how you doing? Zach Cassidy.
M.H. Mahoney.
Steven Prince.
Spotted Jones.
Adam Henry.
T.J. Laramie. And you're listening to Windy City Sports.
Yo, what's good? My name is Drake DeMore, and you're listening to Wind City Sports on CJ 99.1 FM. We are now reaching higher ground in Windsor and Detroit. Wind City Sports is Windsor's only local sport podcast and radio program. We are here on CGM every Thursday with new episodes live at 8 p.m., replays on Mondays at 12 noon p.m., and you can hear all of our old shows on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, and so much more. We also have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account. Talk all about that at the end of the show, as we normally do. Today is Thursday, May 3rd, 2018, and it is episode 94 of Wind City Sports. This week on Wind City Sports, we're talking to a player and team organizer from the Windsor Rogues Rugby Club. It's Josh DeSantis. We're talking all about the sport of rugby, how he got into playing it, and why he started playing with the Rogues. And when I say we're talking to one of the team organizers, we're talking to one of the committee members of this weekend's Rose City International Tournament. Of course, me and Josh break down what the tournament is, but basically it is a rugby tournament, an invitational tournament put on by the Windsor Rogues that will be featuring teams from all around Ontario and Michigan. We also talk about the annual Ambassador Cup and how this tournament has become an annual event. Following the tournament this weekend, the Rogues kick off their regular season. Talk all about that and where you can catch the action in Windsor for the entire summer. And thank you for downloading the podcast version of Wind City Sports. We're going to skip the CJAM PSA and jump right into our interview with Windsor Rogues Rugby Club's Josh DeSantis. So again, thanks for coming out, man. I appreciate it. Start off with your background a little bit. Are you from Windsor, born and raised?
I'm a county guy. Okay. I'm from Kingsville.
So is rugby big out there? Or?
Not at all. No? Not at all.
It's funny because about a year ago I did an interview with Niche from the team, and then just the other day I seen it on TV, Canada's women's team. And I just walked by my living room, I came back, and I was like, oh, rugby's on TV. That's a little different. So you never know how big it is in Canada, but I do know a couple guys that played. So just when you said that, I thought maybe it might be different out in, Amherstburg or whatever. But how long and when did you start playing rugby?
I started playing 4 years ago. I moved back from university and decided to pick up a new sport, and I've loved it ever since.
Cool, man. So I guess you played some other sports too then?
Yeah, like I played hockey. And,
oh, yeah?
Hockey, baseball.
Okay. So it's hard to kind of find a sport that relates to rugby too, right? Like, I think the only thing that is football, even, it's not that close.
No, but football for sure.
So what made you want to try it out? Did you see it? Did you see the Rogues? And I was like, maybe I'll go out and
I heard about them when I was in St. Catharines because I went to school at Brock.
Okay.
And one of the people I worked with up there, her husband played and said the Rogues were actually a really good team. And I didn't know there was a team.
Yeah.
And when I came back here, I ended up working with a guy who played for him. And from then on, I just joined and loved it.
Because anyone can kind of come out to the tryouts or just sign up and kind of play, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what can you say about the level of play? I guess I know maybe you haven't really had a lot of experience before that, but is it pretty competitive? And like I've been to one of the games. I know it's kind of like a fun atmosphere, but there's definitely an edge to it, right?
Oh, for sure. This year, it's actually a little bit better than last year because we've moved up to a division. So last year we were in the NRU B division. Now we're in NRU A. We have two teams, and so the A is going to be very, very competitive, and the B is for newer beginner players who haven't really had experience.
Mm-hmm.
So
I did notice that too, how you had the two teams. So it's two separate teams, a whole different rosters, or is there going to be some guys kind of blending between the two?
It should be two separate rosters, and every week it'll be a different roster depending on if a player in B plays really well. They might move up to the A squad, and the A squad might drop down to B, and it also bases on who can make it each week.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool. So, and you also have a new coach. I had his name on my notes that I lost, but he's actually from South Africa. What's he bringing to the table?
Warren Venter's his name. Okay. He actually played really, really high level in Africa and South Africa. He played for the Cheetahs, which is essentially a pro team now. He brings a lot of experience. Like, we have players who've played a lot, but when you meet a guy who has that much experience playing when he was probably 8 years old, he started. He teaches a lot of things that I haven't seen before, so it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. And you yourself are a coach, too, as we talked about. You're coaching a high school team?
Yeah, I do coach high school. We just started a high school program this year at La Jeunesse, and there's three coaches, and I'm one of them.
Actually, I've seen that on the news or something. I've seen a little article about a new team coming there. So being a coach, you can kind of tell that your new coach there is really giving off some good good stuff to you, or what?
Oh, for sure. He explains the game differently, and he breaks it down a little bit easier for some others to learn it who don't have the experience, and I've taken that and transitioned it into coaching at Lage. So, I mean, it's been pretty good.
Well, having that pro experience, right? So the guys that may have some previous experience, you can tailor to them. And you know, being a coach is being versatile too. Yeah. You know, you have to be able to try and teach everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Because everyone learns differently. There's obviously all different levels in the Rogues, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and different different positions. Like there's 15 different ones, so
Yeah, and so, you know, I doubt that he played all 15 positions, right? Okay, so what can you anticipate this season to be like? Like you said, you guys are moving up to a new level, but have you guys dabbled in that A division at all and maybe seen what they might bring to the table?
It's going to be a lot different from last year. There's a couple teams from last year that could also compete in the level we're at now. So I think we're going to be a lot more even than we were before, because last year in the B division, there was games where we excelled big time. Like, I think we beat London 76-3 or something like that.
I think I was at that one. I was going to say, I went to a game where you guys played London, and it was kind of one-sided.
But now, like playing Niagara, playing, who else is in our division? Burlington, Waterloo, those teams have three squads, some have two. Mm-hmm. So those are going to have a higher level, and it's going to be a lot more difficult for us, but I think we'll be able to withstand the competition for sure.
Yeah, sports in that GTA area, like hockey and soccer, they're always like such strong systems, right? So like we were talking, like you don't know what the rugby systems is like in Canada or around the world, right? But maybe just bringing some better athletes from that area, right, might be a challenge to you guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the Ambassador Cup before we get onto the tournament coming up this week. It's an annual thing where you guys play the Detroit team, right? Is that going to be making a return this year? Or?
Yep. It used to be at the start of the year. Okay. But with the tournament that we host now, we've actually pushed it to the end of the year, which is actually the start of the Detroit season. So it's our last game of the year, and it'll be their first game. And last year, that's the same time we had it, but it's an annual game we play. It's been going on for years. We play for the Mike Brown Trophy. And yeah, it's Detroit Cobras versus the Windsor Rogues, and it's a pretty good rivalry.
Yeah, it's kind of like, let's just meet and play this game kind of for fun, but obviously it's competitive too.
Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah, it gets really heated, actually. Yeah. A lot of us are friends from both sides, but as soon as we start wearing the jersey colors and we represent, I guess it's more than just Windsor, we represent Canada in this game, and they represent the States, it gets a little bit heated.
Mm-hmm. It could be one of the most important games that you guys have throughout the year, right?
I think it would be the most important game, because it's definitely a rivalry game for sure.
Because, like you said, like it used to be at the beginning of the year, so I just did some research, and because I remember it happened last year, but the timeline was a little fuzzy, so noticed it was in April 2016, that's why I wanted to bring that up, if you guys were even doing it or what the story was there. So let's talk about the Rose City tournament. It's coming up May 5th and 6th, correct? Over at AKO. Yep. Just break down what the tournament is and the format of it what we need to know.
So we have two divisions, three teams in each division. It's an international tournament. It's called the Rose City International Rugby Tournament. Three teams from the States. So Grand Rapids is coming over. Detroit, the Cobras are coming. Okay. And then Flint and Michigan University Old Boys team. They're combining to make the U.S. 23 Renegades. And then on the Canadian side, we have us, the Windsor Rogues, Chatham, the Kent Havocs, and then Etobicoke Invictus. Okay. So what will happen is there's two divisions of three teams, and they play a round robin on Saturday. So everyone plays two games on Saturday. And then who's ever first in each side, they play in the finals on Sunday. Whoever finishes second on both sides plays, and then third.
Yeah, okay. So it's basically a round-robin tournament with about, what, seven teams maybe?
Six teams.
So we might even see a little preview slash rematch of the Windsor and Detroit Cobras, eh?
That was the finals last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first one too, right? That last year was the first Rose City tournament?
Yes. Yeah, so this is the second.
Yeah, it's going to be an annual thing?
Yep.
So you're on the organization committee for this, and I studied sport management. I know somewhat what it takes to go into organizing a tournament. Just tell me about your role in organizing, what you did, and collectively as a team, what goes into it as well.
So I'm the coordinator for it this year, And so the first thing I did was I found the six teams, had to lock that down, make sure we had a tournament to play. Mm-hmm. And then we went off and found people who wanted to advertise at the tournament or sponsors. We had to make sure we had a facility. Last year it was at the Windsor Stadium. Now it's at AKO Field, just because we figured that would be a better solution and that would, a better place to work or play. And yeah, we just continued on, found people who wanted to represent Windsor Rogues, and they advertised for us.
It's a lot easier than it might seem, I guess.
It went a lot smoother than I expected.
The reaction, the reception from people was probably a lot more positive than maybe, not that you anticipated, but just a lot of people jumped on board quickly, or what?
Yeah, mostly because people are very curious about the sport. They find out that there's a rugby team in Windsor, because some people don't know.
Very under the radar.
Yeah, exactly. And as soon as they find out there's a team in Windsor, I tell them a little bit of a better background, who plays, how it's people from both the county and the city, and how it's a very big family. And as soon as they hear that, a lot of people want to jump on board. The toughest part was straight up getting the six teams, because a lot of teams don't want to travel. Getting the teams from the States to make sure they had enough guys with passports, that was a major difficulty. But other than that, it's gone very smooth.
That's awesome.
Luckily.
So were you on the committee last year? Or?
No. I helped out when I was asked to by the guy who ran it last year. He just had a little bit too much on his plate this year, and he just was like, do you want to help out? And I said, sure, because I also have a sport management background.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, them being unfamiliar with us, they might be a little hesitant at first when you get the invitation or whatever, right? But then, like you said, you kind of dig into it and talk about how it's a family orientated thing, and makes people want to come out and play against you guys, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're just like reaching out to teams, like, hey, we're doing this thing, like directly contacting them, right?
Yeah, probably sent over 150 emails, made probably 50 to 100 calls, just teams from everywhere. This year, we got a lot more local teams than I would have preferred, but those are the teams that were available that weekend, which is fine, because it should be some pretty good rugby. But we've made contacts out in Montreal, Indiana, Ohio, Milwaukee even.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's how you're going to be able to spread the word of the team, right, and,
sure,
and grow the sport, which is probably part of the goal here with the tournament, right, is to, you know, give the players some recognition, give the teams some recognition, but also do it collectively as a family. It kind of, you know, relates to the philosophy. So again, we'll just talk about organizing the committee. I'm sure everyone has their different roles, and you're bringing people from out of town. So I guess you're kind of presenting them with, you know, places to stay, things to do, and all that kind of stuff. Maybe not yourself, but like the committee, right?
Yeah, we did contact Sam McGallis, the sport tourism lady. Don't know her exact title. I apologize.
It is like sport tourism officer.
Windsor, City of Windsor. She was a great help. I talked to her about what we were doing here in the city. She was fully on board. She helped find hotels, rates for people from other out of towners, so we could contact the teams that were coming in. Say, this is where we found the best rates. If you're interested, let us know. If not, some of them did their own research and found their own rooms. But yeah, we had 5 people on the committee total, each doing different. Like Matt Bordeaux was media. John Burt was in charge of making sure the field's in best pristine condition for the tournament. Chris Patton has also helped me oversee everything. He was the guy in charge last year.
Okay.
And we just keep going.
Yeah, it's really not a lot of people.
It's not.
Like I said, everyone has their own role and contributes, but really, like, normally they're much bigger committees.
We started 4 months ago, and right now we're in really good condition for the tournament to happen, and we're really excited because I feel like everything is where it should be, and it was actually a smoother process than expected.
It's perfect because it's close too, right?
Yeah.
So it's funny because I was talking to Matt about it too, and just back when I had first started sport management in my first year, one of the projects we had was to make a tournament package, a sponsorship package, or not even a sponsorship, but just the whole thing, presentation. And everyone was donned with making a rugby OFSA tournament package. So it all kind of like ran through my head. So I was like, I wonder if they were doing that, you know, like hotel accommodations and all the stuff that we did. Because it could be, you know, depending on where they're coming from, what they're doing.
Of course.
And I was just like, I wonder how this relates. And a lot of the stuff you said there really popped in my head from the project that I had done back in sport management. So is that where you what you took when you went to Brock?
Or? Yeah, I took sport management at Brock, yeah.
Cool. That's cool. Just last week I had another guy on from the university, sport management. We were just kind of talking about it. And we got to do some more of those, just kind of get that word out there that what sport management is and the stuff that you can do. You can be organizing tournaments rather for a job or even just on the side, right? Like we talked about with Adam. A lot of people don't know that it even exists.
Oh, it's true.
Like,
it's true.
I didn't know it existed. I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was in high school, and that was presented to me, and I was kind of blown away that, A, you can go to school for this and work. Like, I knew I wanted to kind of work in the field, but I didn't know how to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is that kind of...
Oh, that's 100% where I came from. Yeah. Both Windsor and Brock came down to the high school, Kingsville High School, did their spiel, and they both said they had this program, and I decided to go to Brock.
Yeah. Got in both. It was like... Like, I had to do this.
You know what
I
mean? For
like
sure. 100%.
You can do business and whatnot, but if that's that specific, it's like, I want to give this a try.
Geared to what you love.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. I just always wanted to work around something that I love. So I did all I liked was like hockey and stuff at the time in high school. Right? Yeah. So I'm like, what am I? I can't be a hockey player. I'm not that good. I can't be a coach because I'm not that good of a hockey player. So doing that was really a big eye opener, and it really led into a lot of things like this and making connections with teams like with Matt and the Rogues. So what would you say to someone that might be interested in coming out and watching this this tournament or any game at AKO Field, which is where you guys play on a regular basis for your regular season, which I wanted to touch upon earlier since you said that was a perfect fit for the tournament. So what would you tell someone that's interested in coming out?
Honestly, a lot of people think rugby has a bad reputation for injuries and whatnot. Mm-hmm. However, it's one of those sports that actually concussions aren't that bad. But that's besides the fact. Yeah. If you're thinking about coming out, just come out to a game. Like, it's a lot of fun once you get there. I know, like, a lot of people him and haw about going, but there's no other way to put it. It's an intense atmosphere, but it's a lot of fun because it is a family atmosphere at the same time. Because when you show up to a game, you've got guys who've been, like, we've got Jerry Frayne, who started the club 52 years ago, and he still comes out to the games and he watches, and he'll get right into the game. He'll yell at the refs, but like, it's just a very fun atmosphere. If you like sports and you like competition, it's a great place to go.
Yeah, it's something new. Like you, you said, like you wanted to try a new sport. A lot of people might be interested because again, they don't know what it is. Like I said, I went down to a game last summer, and you know, a lot of people had their families there. Mm-hmm. They had the school band was there, so it gives a lot of people some opportunity to do some cool things. And rugby is a great sport. Like I'm not gonna. We could sit here and talk about the sport of rugby all day and justify it, but it doesn't really need to be done. So, so then following that, you guys are going to have a regular season. You're going to be playing there pretty regularly, like almost every Saturday, right? Maybe every other Saturday?
Every other Saturday. We have 5 away games, 5 home games, and the schedule should be up on the website.
Yeah, it is. So, I think the following week you guys have an away game, and the week after the tournament, I'm talking, then you guys start
because we go to Niagara to start the season, and then we're at home, I think, for 2, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. So 2 weeks from this tournament kicking off, you guys are going to have your first home game. During the tournament, there's going to be a ton of games, you know, during the day. Like, the round robin, the first day is probably going to be...
So I think there's 8?
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of opportunity for people to come out, right?
Yeah.
So if you're looking to give it a shot, then just come on down to AKO Field and see what's going on. Okay, we're back here on Wind City Sports, Windsor's only local sports radio program and podcast on CJAM 99.1 FM and wherever podcasts are found. We just heard from Josh DeSantis of the Windsor Rogues rugby team, and I'm thinking we got some good weather this weekend. Hopefully we'll have a good crowd out at AKO Field enjoying the game. So now we have a lot of time left on the show. We're going to break down some local sports news, including that tournament and some other sports, some other news going on in and around Windsor. Kicking things off with our Windsor TFC. Last week, we spoke to the owner, Vancho Swarovski, for the third time here on Windsor City Sports. Seems just about every year I meet with Vancho to talk about the team, what to anticipate from them in the upcoming season. And they had their first game this past Sunday at Windsor Stadium, where they took on Unionville. It took 70 minutes for the Windsor TFC to open the scoring in Sunday's League One Ontario men's soccer matchup at the Alumni Field, which is actually located here at the University of Windsor Stadium. The TFC could not hold off the lead, though. Over the final 20 minutes, the first-year Unionville squad scored three unanswered goals for a 3-1 final victory. Jamar Kelly put Windsor up 1-0 with a goal in the 70th minute, but Unionville tied the match in the 79th minute and took the lead just 2 minutes later and added an insurance goal in the final minute of play. Their next game is actually this Sunday, May 6th, at 2 p.m. versus Aurora FC, again at Alumni Field here at the University of Windsor. Our Windsor Clippers Junior B lacrosse team, they stayed very close but eventually dropped an 11-10 decision to the powerhouse Six Nations Rebels in the Ontario Lacrosse Association Junior B action on Saturday night over at Forest Glade Arena. Rookie Braden Maye had 3 goals and 5 points to lead the Clippers, while Chase Kavanaugh, Connor McManus, and Darian DeSilly each scored a pair of goals, while Noah Bushnell finished with a goal and 5 assists. Their goalie Carson Hebner finished with 42 saves in the Windsor net against the undefeated Six Nation Rebels. They have a game actually ongoing right now against the London Blue Devils at FG Arena, and they will be on the road in Niagara this Saturday, returning home next week. If you haven't heard, Holy Names High School graduate Dakota Shepley has signed as a free agent with the New York Jets of the NFL. Yet another Windsorite on the gridiron for the big leagues, joining Tyrone Crawford and Luke Wilson. Since finishing up at the University of British Columbia back in December, Shepley has been working out in Plymouth, Michigan at Barwiz Performance Center with several other NFL linemen. He went undrafted in this year, but is said to not be disappointed about the fact. Of course, it all worked out for him, having recently signed a contract with the New York Jets. Of course, it's been a little bit since our Windsor Spitfires have left the ice for the season, but this last Friday, Michael DiPietro had stepped up a level and was named to the Canadian men's roster for the 2018 IIHF World Hockey Championships, which began, back on Friday in Denmark. The week before that, he got the call, and it said it's a rare thing for Hockey Canada to bring a junior hockey player to the World Championship, and even more unusual for it to be an 18-year-old goaltender. DiPietro will have some familiar faces on the team with him, and alumni from the Windsor Spitfires, including the Spitfires president and Florida Panthers head coach Bob Bugner. He will be acting as assistant coach for that Team Canada team for the IIHF World Hockey Championship. Josh Bailey, a former Windsor Spitfire, is on the roster, along with Bell River defenseman Aaron Ekblad. Former NHL goalie Sean Burke, who is the general manager of the team with Marty Brodeur, is also from Windsor. DiPietro is a finalist for the OHL's Goaltender of the Year award after finishing third in the league with 2.79 goals against average and tied for fifth in save percentage at .9.10 on a rebuilding team. Better yet, DiPietro is also Windsor's nominee for the Red Tilson Trophy as the league's most outstanding player of the year. After missing the World Juniors last December, this is the comeback that he needed, and the team is actually captained by Connor McDavid, which is quite the accolade for him to come back to the OHL, or who knows where he might end up, but some great experience to say that he had backed up that team with Connor McDavid as the captain. Meanwhile, the 21-year-old Aaron Luchuk, who is a former Wind City Sports guest back, a long time ago, almost 2 years ago now, back when they had their game at the Joe Louis Arena before it closed, I got to talk to Aaron, and he received 89 of a possible 95 points to easily take the OHL's Top Overage Award. Kingston's goalie Jeremy Helvig, who received 40 votes, and Niagara's Sam Miletic, who received 35 votes, were the runners-up. lots of Spitz and Spitz alumni doing big things right now. In the hockey world, it being the playoffs and only so many teams left. But how about Nashville, Austin Watson, and Ryan Ellis? Got to give credit to those guys. It's going to be a tough series for them, at least at this time that I'm speaking. But still, it's a very interesting one, and it's cool to see those former Spitfires on the big stage. But now for a little bit of just upcoming events and announcements. If you did not hear, Border City Wrestling and Impact Wrestling, formerly TNA, are going to be presenting Impact tapings at St. Clair College on June 1st and 2nd. Tickets are available at bordercitywrestling.com, and Impact had recently announced the VIP packages, including meet and greets, Q&A, merchandise, apparel, and early entry to the events, and much more. The event will also feature all of your favorites from BCW, along with the stars of Impact Wrestling. So pretty much every Border City Wrestling's superstar that I have interviewed here on Win City Sports will make an appearance, as well as Aiden Prince, who will be joining me again. We will be doing another interview anticipating this event once it gets a little closer. That week we'll probably have Aiden Prince return to Win City Sports. And finally, although it was kind of the focus on this week's episode of Win City Sports, as talked about with Josh DeSantis, the Rose City International Rugby Tournament is going down this Saturday and Sunday, May 5th and 6th, at AKO Park on Bernard, just down the street from Herman High School. 2 days of rugby action featuring teams from around Ontario and Michigan. It's totally free to the public and will feature a beer tent and food, tons of fun for the whole family, and hopefully some good weather, as we had mentioned before. But it looks like that's all I got for you this week on Win City Sports. We're here on CJAM with new episodes live at 8 p.m. every Thursday and replays on Mondays at 12 noon p.m. Following the airing on CJAM, you can hear that episode and every one of our old episodes on SoundCloud, iTunes, and wherever podcasts are found. If you want to listen to new episodes and maybe aren't in the Windsor, Detroit area or don't have access to the radio, you can listen online for free at cjam.ca. You can also listen to the replays on there following it airs, but we make sure that we give as many people as many options as possible. Any podcast app, including iTunes and SoundCloud, as mentioned before, you should be able to find Win City Sports on there by simply searching up for Win City Sports. Google Play Music, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, all those apps will feature Win City Sports on-demand episodes. We are also on We Podcast, the Windsor-based podcast subscription service featuring all local podcasts from people in the city on all sorts of different topics. And we also have a new YouTube channel with some exclusive interviews and videos, some new and some old stuff, and constantly updating it. Check that out for easy access to Win City Sports interviews. And of course, we also have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account. Search us up on there. Give us a like, a follow, a subscribe on YouTube, and join the fun. All sorts of exclusive announcements about upcoming events, guest announcements, and just some cool photos on our social media there. So give us a like, a follow, a subscribe, whatever it is that floats your boat. We'll be back here on CJAM and on the podcast next week with former Windsor Spitfire Craig Dunnick. Also go back and listen to some old episodes with Mark Kandari, TJ Laramie, Spider Jones, Alberto Del Rio, Derek Anderson, and Kelly Michael Branton, just to name a few as of recent here in 2018. But until next week, smell you later.